T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And this is the Labor Day weekend. A lot going on, and it starts today. The Heinz Field Kickoff and Rib Festival is a great way to do that. And it'll start at noon. And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Heinz Field Corporate Communications Manager is Nick Ciro. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. It's Meat Lover's Christmas.
That's a great way to put it. Can you smell the ribs yet? The ribbers in from all over the place, right?
They are in. We have 15 of the best from across the country. So we got some as close as Pittsburgh, as far as Texas, all the way down south, up north a little bit, and a few from Ohio.
I love the names of these places. I mean, coming out of Washington County, you got Badass AZZ Barbecue. You got Big Boned Ribs, Carolina Rib King, Cowboys Barbecue is going to be here, Howling Coyote, Off the Bone, and Texas Pit Barbecue, just to name a few of these folks. And they take this very seriously, don't they?
Oh, it's a science, and these guys have been doing it their entire lives, and I mean, that's kind of why they have all these trophies out front of their stands whenever you come down and take a look. But they started, I mean, the crack of dawn, and they have secret ingredients into all of their spices and rubs. All their sauces have something special and different. It's science.
You know what I love, Nick, is all over the North Shore, you can smell the ribs throughout the weekend, kind of tantalizing. And maybe people didn't realize this started back at Three Rivers Stadium in 1990. I didn't know it was going on that long.
It's been going on forever, and so actually, you know, Cowboy Barbecue has been with us, I think, all the way since then. So some of these guys have been with us for, you know, 30 years.
And from a standpoint of folks coming to the Rib Fest, this is the most important part. How much is the entry fee?
It is absolutely free to come to Rib Fest. We have concerts a few nights. Those are absolutely free. We're going to have a big screen TV playing the Steelers' final preseason game out there tonight. That is absolutely free. We have the Pittsburgh Knights esports team setting up a whole arcade with retro arcade games and console games. Guess what? That is also completely free.
Oh, so, that's cool.
Everything besides a ticket to the Panthers game.
Yeah, and the Panthers, for those that don't know, open their season Saturday night, 7:30 is kickoff. And all around the stadium is going to be this great atmosphere for that. So that's going to be a big plus. And I would imagine, what kind of numbers do you do for this, Nick? How many people come to a Rib Fest on a weekend?
You know, we don't have the exact numbers. Obviously, it's free, but we each year over the 5 days, we get over 100,000 people come down to the North Shore, you know, over that course, just to kind of see the music or just to eat the ribs over lunch between work. But yeah, we expect over 100,000 people over the course of the weekend.
Well, you've got, obviously, you've got the preseason football game tonight, which is kind of part of the entertainment, a big part of the entertainment. And you got Pitt on Saturday, but in between you got the Clarks are going to be on stage, and you put them on stage anywhere and you're going to draw Pittsburghers.
100%. I mean, the Clarks are like, you know, the Pittsburgh royalty. So they'll be playing Friday night, and they have a few great bands right before them, Gene the Werewolf and Atomic Wasteland, too. But, yeah, we're expecting Friday night to be kind of a big party when the Clarks come out to the plaza.
Well, and then on Sunday night, you got the Eli Young Band. Before them, Tim Litvin. But, I mean, that's – there you go, another one.
How do you know all this,
right,
Jim?
And I'm really excited for Eli Young Band. That's, they're obviously, you know, they've got some massive hits, so that's going to be a fun one, too.
I also love the fact that you're having a 5K and a fitness walk on Monday. Eat the ribs and then come work them off.
Well, I'm supposed to be running in it with my wife, so who is at this point now, what, 6 months pregnant. She's probably going to outrun me because I'll have 4 days of rib eating in me. But yeah, we're supposed to be running that one Sunday morning. So,
yeah, you're going to let her win, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly right.
Nick, have a great weekend.
Thank you, fellas. If you're going to make it over there, give me a call.
Nick Cero, Hinesfield Corporate Communications Manager on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.